Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Today, we're diving into something that's super close to my heart, building healthy relationships for better mental health. You know, those connections that lift you up, make you laugh, and help you feel less alone in this crazy world? Yeah, those are the golden tickets to a happier, healthier you. Ever felt like your social life was more draining than energizing? Maybe you've been through some rough patches with friends or family, leaving you feeling exhausted and disconnected. Trust me, I get it. Relationships can be tough, especially when you're navigating the ups and downs of ADHD. But here's the thing, strong connections are a superpower for our mental well-being. Think about it. Having someone to lean on during tough times, celebrate your wins with, or just share a goofy meme with can make all the difference. So, how do we build these rock-solid relationships that actually nourish our souls? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways for you, straight from my own experience and some expert insights. 1. Embrace vulnerability. This is huge, folks. Letting your guard down, sharing your true self, even the messy parts, creates a deeper sense of connection. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to be seen and heard authentically, but that's how real intimacy blossoms. 2. Active listening is king. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you, without judgment or interruption? It's like a warm blanket on a cold day. When we practice active listening, paying attention, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back what we hear, it shows the other person that they're valued and understood. 3. Boundaries are your best friend. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about protecting your energy and well-being. It means knowing your limits, communicating them clearly, and saying no when needed. Think of boundaries like fences around your garden. They keep the good stuff in and the not-so-good stuff out. 4. Quality time over quantity. Don't get caught up in just being around people. Focus on quality interactions that nourish your soul. Have deep conversations, engage in activities you both enjoy, and create shared memories that will last a lifetime. Remember, it's not about how much time you spend together, but the quality of that time. 5. Practice forgiveness. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Let go of anger and resentment, it's freeing. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to heal and move forward. It takes courage, but the rewards are immense. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. Maybe they lost their job, or they're dealing with family issues. You know how much this hurts them, so you reach out. Instead of offering empty platitudes, you listen attentively, validate their feelings, and offer practical support. You remind them of their strengths, celebrate their small victories, and let them know they're not alone. That, my friends, is the power of a healthy relationship. It's about showing up for each other, through thick and thin, with empathy, compassion, and unwavering support. Remember, building strong relationships takes effort, but it's one of the most worthwhile investments you can make in your mental health and overall well-being. So go out there, nurture those connections, and let the love flow. Today's episode was all about cultivating healthy relationships for a happier, healthier you. Remember, you are worthy of connection, support, and genuine love. Don't be afraid to reach out to loved ones, set boundaries, practice active listening, and forgive yourself and others. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one key takeaway that resonated with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag ADHDFocus. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus so you never miss an episode packed with tips, tricks, and real talk about navigating life with ADHD. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.